Ryan walked slowly up and down for a few minutes, right at the limit of the water. The mass of weed jammed into the bay stopped the big ocean breakers, and the waves barely rippled onto the shingle. The mist had dropped visibility to less than 100 yards. Ryan peered out to where, if their guesses were correct, the mainland was waiting. The raft, almost complete, lay like a tumbled cabin, odd-shaped spars and lengths of timber all bound together with the uncoiled orange rope. Ryan looked at it, silhouetted against the dying fire, where a large bulk of timber finally collapsed in on itself, sending a cascade of tiny sparks soaring skyward into the fog, like brilliant rubies. In the stillness, he turned from the island and looked back across the cove. What had Christie called it? A Sargasso Sea? Ryan had a vague feeling he'd heard the name before, perhaps in some old pre-dark mag. A vast bed of weed that floated somewhere in the center of the Atlantic Ocean, trapping even big, powerful ships in its clammy grasp and sentencing their helpless crews to a miserable death by starvation. There was just enough light from a waning moon, filtering through the bank of swirling mist, for Ryan to make out the strange, writhing movement of the various chunks of flotsam and jetsam amid the clinging weeds, the sea beneath pushing and pulling below the surface. Ryan stared more carefully into the gloom, trying to decide whether he'd possibly seen the something that Christie thought she might have spotted. But the odd motion that had caught his eye wasn't repeated. He walked away, trying to move quietly to avoid disturbing his sleeping companions. He sat by the fire, his right hand resting on the butt of the Sig Sauer in its holster. Somewhere above him was the redoubt with the Matrans unit, which set him to wondering about the strange rumors of Orientals suddenly appearing here and there in Deathlands. His attention was suddenly distracted. Part of the true horror was that Ryan realized he'd been sitting and looking at it for perhaps half a minute before his brain finally accepted that the thing was real, not just a rippling in the water beneath the matted, tangled lengths of seaweed, not some freakish combination of the broken driftwood that was caught up in the carpet of weed. A pair of eyes. Eyes on stalks. Stalks that were over 2 feet in length, as thick as a human femur. The eyes seemed to hang suspended in space, swiveling from side to side, out to the ocean behind it, back again to the short expanse of beach, the single wakeful human, the 8 sleeping figures. Ryan found it hard to tear himself away from the hypnotic glare of the twin eyeballs. As he started to stand, the thing made its own move, beginning to emerge from the slime that had kept it concealed.
Fucking fire blast.
Ryan was sickeningly aware that he and 6 of the others had been working out there, amid the green layer of weed, waist-deep, soaked and cold, possibly moving within a few feet of the hideous monstrosity.
A crab?
By far the largest crab that Ryan had ever seen. It slowly emerged from the weed, green fronds draped all across it like the rotting robes of a long-dead monarch. It was at least 15 feet across and stood taller than a full-grown man. The main claws were 6 feet in length and looked as though they had the power to slice through the center of a human body like a power press crushing a peach. The eyes stopped moving on the long stalks. They centered on Ryan, seeming to lean toward him, trying to entrap his mind. His combat reflexes finally came to his aid, and he snapped himself clear of the murderous spell. He was sitting by the smoldering fire, the Sig Sauer now in his hand. He shuffled very slowly backward through the tiny damp pebbles toward the others, keeping his eye fixed on the creature. But it didn't seem concerned by the small movement of the puny little animal in front of it. JB and Christie were the nearest to Ryan. He lay his hands firmly over Christie's mouth.
We got company.
What?
Muty crab, triple huge. Lie real still, get ready to move fast.
When Ryan silently awakened JB, the armorer did nothing except cautiously place his glasses on the bridge of his narrow nose, reaching for the Uzi. Ryan woke Mildred and Trader. Mildred nodded her understanding, keeping still, her right hand moving toward the butt of her 6-shot revolver. Trader was more difficult.
Quiet, Trader, quiet! It's me, Ryan. Just stay quiet. Get ready to move. Big fucking muty crab in the bay. Don't move yet. That might bring it in at the charge. Yeah.
Abe was a little more difficult to wake up. but when he heard the message, he nodded once, already holding the big cold python. Surprisingly, Doc came easily out of sleep, the deep-set intelligent eyes taking in what Ryan whispered in his ear. His leonine head nodded to show that he understood. But the old man was unable to resist the temptation to raise himself a little and peer at the Leviathan, now much closer to the edge of the beach.
By the three Kennedys.
Jack was the next around the circle, his tumbling white hair making him stand out in the semi-darkness. As Ryan reached him, the dark eyes of the skinny albino were already open.
Seen it.
Dean was the last. Ryan eased himself toward his son, glancing back to see if the crab was showing any signs of surging into an attack. But it was still moving slowly, the great claws held clear of the water, opening and closing with a menacing velvet softness. Just as he was about to wake the boy, Ryan spotted a change in the crab's movements. It had stopped about 20 paces from the shingle, its claws lifted higher, its long legs dancing up and down in the scummy water. It seemed to be gathering itself, bracing.
Now!
Simultaneously, the gigantic muti crustacean made its move. Claws waving, eyes revolving on their stalks, it began to rush its prey. Everyone opened fire at once.